Board, please. Now driving.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Four Please Now Driving, the official Masters podcast. I'm your host, Marty Smith from ESPN. Wednesday at the Masters always brings about two very important moments, the wonderful par 3 contest tradition and Augusta National Golf Club Chairman Fred Ridley's annual media session, at which he addresses all things Masters.
I'm happy to begin today by reporting that our Masters Tournament Foundation initiatives are firmly back on schedule and stronger than ever. I want to commend Rose Zhang on her victory in the 2023 Augusta National Women's Amateur, as well as our 8 new drive, chip, and putt national champions and everyone who participated in those events. These competitions have added to the excitement of the weekend leading up to the Masters and validate that the health of our game is extremely promising as interest in golf continues to build. A perfect example of this is less than 2 miles away at the Augusta Municipal Golf Course. The Patch, as the course is fondly known, has built a legendary reputation among locals as a place where the game is introduced and taught, where diversity is celebrated, and where friendships are forged. All would agree the Patch is a valued community asset. Our commitment to the Augusta community equals our commitment to the game of golf. I'm therefore proud to announce today Augusta National's intent to support a joint partnership with the Patch, Augusta Technical College, and the First Tee of Augusta to usher in a new era for public golf in our city. Initially, there will be 3 components to this program. First, under the leadership of Dr. Jermaine Worrell, our alliance with Augusta Tech will instill formal education programs that produce the next generation of golf's workforce. These initiatives will be aligned with those in place of the First Tee of Augusta, which will link these two facilities for the first time and expand their collective reach within the community. Most importantly, the resulting synergies will produce innovative programming, providing an affordable and welcoming pathway for anyone who wants to learn the game. And finally, we will assist in the master planning and renovation of both courses to present a public golf experience for residents and visitors to pursue a lifelong relationship with the game. We can't wait to get started with this partnership. We hope it will be a model for other communities. To celebrate this occasion, I am privileged to recognize several key stakeholders in attendance today. Augusta Technical College, the First Tee of Augusta, Augusta Municipal Golf Course, the City of Augusta, and the State of Georgia. I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you for your commitment to our community and the future of this game. We look forward this week to the 2022 Masters champion, Scottie Scheffler, defending his title against an outstanding field. 88 competitors are here representing 23 countries, including for the first time Poland, with the invitation earned by Adrian Maronk. Among our 7 amateurs will be Australia's Harrison Crowe, who won the 2022 Asia-Pacific Amateur Championship, and our Argentina's Mateo Fernandez de Oliveira, who in record-setting fashion captured the 2023 Latin America Amateur Championship in Puerto Rico. Another amateur competing this week with a special invitation is Vanderbilt University sophomore Gordon Sargent. Gordon is the current NCAA Division I men's individual champion. Beginning in 2024, the reigning Division I champion will be a listed qualification category to receive a master's invitation. In addition, future NCAA Division I women's individual champions will be invited to compete in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. These additions to our qualifications are in recognition of the impressive quality of today's collegiate game and in continued respect to Bobby Jones, who believed in the importance of the best amateurs in the world competing at Augusta National. Beginning next year, the Masters Tournament invitation criteria also will include two revisions based on recent changes to the PGA Tour. The full list for 2024 invitations will be published at the conclusion of this press conference. As all of you know, the subject of the 13th hole has been a topic of discussion for several years. After careful evaluation this summer, we moved the tee back, adding 35 yards to the scorecard. We believe this modification will put a driver in play more often and restore the element of risk and reward that was intended in the original design of the hole. I would add that the planning and expertise of our agronomy and horticulture teams ensured that the finished work of this product maintained the dramatic beauty of Amen Corner. More broadly, the subject of distance remains topical. A few weeks ago, the RNA and USGA proposed a model local rule that reduces distances at the men's elite level. As the comment period remains open, we will be respectful of the process as the USGA and the RNA consider this important issue. We have been consistent in our support of the governing bodies, and we restate our desire to see distance addressed. I hope all of you will take the opportunity to see our newly renovated par 3 course. We're excited that both players and patrons will enjoy a special experience today at the par 3 contest. Work completed over the summer features a new look on the first 5 holes, along with new patron merchandise and concession services. In addition to matters related to the Masters competition, I should note that this year marks the 10th anniversary of Berkman's Place, a facility some would say is the greatest hospitality venue in all of sports. This milestone is a perfect occasion to share that work is underway to introduce the tournament's first official hospitality program outside our gates. This facility will be located across Washington Road, just a short walk to the North Gate. We plan to unveil the first phase of this exciting offering next year, which underscores our commitment to meet the evolving expectations of our patrons and guests. We are confident demand for this offering will far exceed the supply of tickets, and beginning today, we are collecting information on masters.com for those who are interested. Further details will become available in the coming months. You may remember that several years ago, we successfully launched our first video game with EA Sports. In response to demand for an enhanced experience, we've returned to the EA platform with the launch of Road to the Masters. We saw the excitement for the first time this past Sunday evening, just down the hall in the arena, with the Road to the Masters Invitational. This celebrity competition included Masters participant Tony Finau and was played in front of an enthusiastic live audience representing the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Augusta, the First Tee of Augusta, Payne College, and many other groups. This week, we celebrate the conclusions of two historic Masters careers. Sandy Lyle and Augusta's own Larry Mize both have announced that the 87th Masters Tournament will be their finalist competitors, as they were in 1988 when Larry presented the green jacket to Sandy. They are connected again this week. We commend them for their fine play over 4 decades and for representing the Masters so well. Rest assured, their victories will forever be remembered. I want to close by acknowledging a debt of thanks to the builders of the Masters and of our wonderful game, legends who have created history and truly a tradition unlike any other. These champions all are Masters heroes. They also are champions of the men's professional game, a game that, as we know, is currently experiencing a divide. It is appropriate that today's players, all players, pause to respect and appreciate the opportunities made possible by the heroes and champions who went before them. As important, I hope they will follow the examples of their predecessors to serve the game of golf and benefit the next generation. Golf brings people together, and I'm equally hopeful this week in Augusta can be the beginning of a path forward for our game.
Chairman Ridley's final statement there was keen. Golf is a tremendous unifying force. And as three-time Masters champion Gary Player likes to say, play golf, because golf is your passport to the world. Player, at 87 years old, shot par Wednesday. Remarkable. The par 3 contest is a moment for the Masters tournament to acknowledge that golf is not an individual sport. So many of these men who ascend to this pinnacle are powered by a support system provided by their families. And on this day, family carries every bit as much star power as the players they support. The 2023 edition included several memorable moments, including back-to-back aces by Seamus Power.
This is Seamus Power on 9.
Catch the slope, come back down, have the proper speed. Oh, it looks good.
Seamus Power on back-to-back holds. Aces on 8 and 9.
With those two aces, Power receives the coveted Waterford Crystal Vases gifted by Augusta National Golf Club to each player who cards a hole-in-one in the par 3 contest. Ironically, Power hails from Waterford, Ireland.
Dreams come true. I mean, obviously, to get one was special, but to get the second one was, a bit surreal. It was an absolute blast out there.
Talk me through the two hole-in-ones. What clubs did you hit?
I hit a sandwich on 8, probably landed 30 feet behind it and spun back. And it was looking like it was going to be close, and it dropped in. And something similar on 9, I slightly pulled it, kicked it to the right, and spun back in. So, yeah, very lucky, but obviously great.
Have you ever had back-to-back hole-in-ones before?
No, definitely not. That's a first for, that's a first for sure.
But, I mean, something like this must give you a massive amount of confidence going in tomorrow, just that feel-good factor heading into the round one.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's obviously like it's such a special tradition here in Windsor. I've been able to share it with my brother out there. You know, that was probably the best part. And yeah, obviously, I mean, yeah, I don't know what it carries into tomorrow, but it's certainly a lifelong memory that I'll treasure for a long time.
Power wasn't the only player to hit an ace in 2023 either. Bubba Watson, one of 17 players ever to win multiple Masters green jackets, also hit a hole in one. And judging by the reaction, it was very special to him.
Gosh, dog, man. I've never had one here. It's awesome. Oh, man. Look at this. Look at that guy.
Does that count as a hole-in-one?
It does for me. Thank you. Should I jump in the water?
After his round, Watson reminisced on the day and looked forward to his potential to win a third Masters.
Really fun. Playing with the Days. We spent a lot of time with him over the years. And then Cam Young, you know, he's new to the tour. So it's fun being able to spend some time with a young kid like that. And the families. The families are beautiful. That's what this is all about. It's all about families. The Masters does it right and makes it fun for all of us. Well, I'm hoping to keep playing well. Obviously, I was hitting the short irons good on this the par three here. Been hitting it good all week. But, you know, with the weather coming in, nobody knows what's going to happen. Really fun. Anytime you can step foot in there, anytime you can put on a green jacket, then you know it's going to be a good day. You know, it was all about Scotty. It was about Scotty. Ben Crenshaw is like the master of ceremony, so he's a Texan. So he was all emotional about having a Texan win. And then, you know, some of the guys, this is their last playing Masters, so it was emotional. It was a very emotional night, but a beautiful night. Very thankful night. Everybody was excited to be there, and everybody had good conversation.
The host of that champion's dinner was Scottie Scheffler, who had a unique moment of his own on the final hole of the par 3. Scheffler and his playing partners, Tom Kim and Sam Burns, all teed off at precisely the same time. Scheffler's ball went in the hole, but there was confusion because Power, who had just aced 9 in the previous grouping, never removed his ball from the hole. Once it was confirmed that Scheffler's ball was indeed in the hole, he addressed the whole fiasco.
So, Scotty, what a way to punctuate your preparation here at this par 3. How special was that moment?
That was pretty fun. I mean, we were trying to make one all day, and it was just, I guess, a slam dunk there at the end. It was definitely very fun, and it was, the guys were pretty focused watching their shot, so they didn't see it quite go in. They just heard the noise, and I was like, yeah, that one went in. That was mine.
That was today. Last night, the Champions Dinner, which, of course, you hosted. How impactful was that for you?
I mean, both are very special. They're two of the big reasons why I love this game. It's a ton of fun getting to come out here and just enjoy things and be with my wife and just have fun and be with some good friends. And then last night, a lot of new friends, but it was definitely a good time. Everybody enjoyed the food, and it was good fellowship, and I had a great time.
You anticipated being emotional for you, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty emotional. I got through my speech, though, which I was proud of. I trembled probably the whole time, but I got through it.
Finally, you start your defense tomorrow. How prepared do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. Game's in a good spot. I like the way I was swinging it the first couple days here, just practice rounds, and we had some good matches, and yeah, looking forward to the tournament getting started.
I chatted with Scheffler on ESPN just before his par 3 round, and he explained to me that the defending Masters champion sits at the head of the table. Throughout the dinner, he told me he found himself simply looking around in awe. In that room, I imagine that's a common reaction. One of the best stories from the par 3 contest in 2023 was first-time Masters participant Ryan Fox and his father, Grant. In recent years, Ryan Fox had stopped finding joy in playing golf. The self-induced pressure he placed on himself was so immense, he nearly quit. Then Grant stepped in. Grant, a legendary rugby player with the New Zealand national team known as the All Blacks, who is considered by some the Michael Jordan of rugby, reminded his son that the only thing that matters is fun. Hit the ball, find the ball, hit it again, and enjoy the beauty and the challenge of every shot. Ryan was smart. He listened to his old man. And here he is at Augusta National Golf Club for the 87th Masters. Grant caddied for Ryan in the par 3. A very special moment for father and son.
Seen the par 3 competition on telly, but never actually walked it, and that's pretty cool. I wish we had some of these in New Zealand. A lot of fun to play, and it doesn't take much time.
Playing with Dad, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a dream, right? It's cool to have him out here. I probably wish he probably had a shot again, but, you know, to share that moment, it's, you know, that's the cool thing about this par 3 tournament as well. It's kind of being able to share it with family.
And Grant, you know, you're obviously very proud of Ryan, you and Adele, but you know, to be able to do something like this, I reckon this is one of the most special father and son moments you could have, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is an icon. You know, you want to talk about icon sports events in the world, I don't think many get better than this one. And for him, you know, as a young boy having a dream, took him a while to get here, but he's here now. And for Adele and I to be able to come across and share, it's very special.
Tom Hoagie won the par 3 contest by a stroke. So if you're superstitious, might want to avoid Hoagie within your Masters predictions. No par 3 winner has ever gone on to win the Masters tournament in the same weekend. Thursday at the Masters is among the most anticipated days in all of sport, and for the players in the Masters, one of the most anxious. Following the ceremonial first tee shot from Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson at 7:40 a.m., the players tee it up for a shot at history. Or whether you're an amateur like Harrison Crow or Gordon Sargent in your first Masters, or your five-time champion Tiger Woods in your 25th, the first tee is always pretty dicey.
It's a special situation on that first tee because we rarely get an opening tee shot where, you know, the patrons are that close, right? I mean, if you tee it up on the right side of the tee box, you see in feet, 3 feet from you, right? That doesn't happen very often. And just from the simple announcement that you get, right, no matter who you are, it's pretty much ready, set, go, right? And, yeah, it's an iconic tee shot. Everything you see around here is iconic. So Thursday is up there. I feel like Friday, Saturday might get a little bit easier, and then Sunday, right, especially if you're in contention, you're aware. And not to say anything, I mean, the first tee shot is difficult. If you dial back, you're going to have a mid-iron shot into a difficult green. If you try to take on the bunker a little bit, it plays quite narrow. So not the easiest opening tee shot. It's not one that you can tee up and just swing driver as hard as you can because, you know, trouble's lurking on that hole everywhere.
I mean, there's something really special about the tournament and the golf course, considering all the greats have played here. And I think all of us that play the tournament feel that.
Yeah, this is probably one of the tournaments for me where I get the most nervous, I guess. I think that first tee, just the kind of crowd, the feeling, the atmosphere you get around here is unlike anywhere else, and just, you know, gives me goosebumps thinking about it coming Thursday. And I think if, you know, and then Sunday's almost a different monster when you're stepping up with a lead or in contention. You really have to learn how to control all those emotions. And, you know, to be honest, for me, it's once I hit that first tee shot, I generally calm down a little bit and can really start to see the round unfold. But, you know, that half an hour before it is... yeah, it's not nice, but it's something you look forward to.
I don't feel that it changes a ton from Thursday to Sunday. It's one of the only places where it doesn't for me, regardless of the position I'm in. It's it feels like it's a Sunday first tee shot in contention each day. It's just the first major of the year. It, you know, you've kind of tried to tailor your game to get it really ready for this week, and you're anxious, and normally you're in a different routine because you're here earlier, or you're, I mean, if you've ever seen this many people practicing this hard on a Monday, I mean, typically they, in a stretch, you take a Monday off or do really light work. So it's just, you're anxious to get going. It's not a, I like, it's more anxious than nervous. I think there's a difference there. And, you know, they give you a big enough fairway if you want to lay back, but it's also one of the harder holes on the golf course. So that's really, my mind goes to, you know, I want to get off to a good start because this is a hard hole. You know, I want to put two shots on this green and have a look. So I don't feel that that changes a whole lot throughout Thursday to Sunday. It just always feels the same.
It all depends if I'm in contention. it's a little bit different when you're 50th. On Saturday and Sunday, you're kind of just like, yeah, there's not as many nerves. But when you're in contention and the four please is said, then it goes dead quiet and you can't hear a thing, which is fantastic. But yeah, the mindset changes gradually. I mean, right now everyone's enjoying themselves Monday through Wednesday. It's great. Everyone's having a great time. You got the par three on Wednesday, and then Thursday happens and it gets a little bit more serious. And then once it comes down to Saturday and Sunday, then it all changes. Yeah, it's totally the intensity. It just intensifies so much more than, you know, from the start of the week to the end of the week. It's unique, but I'm glad that I've been here a few times to be able to, you know, understand it.
Thank you so much for listening to Four Please Now Driving, the official Masters podcast. I'm your host, Marty Smith. Thursday, we're back with first round updates, player reaction, and highlights. The greatest weekend of the year is here, my friends.